The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Judy joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Judy.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great.
We're good.
Yeah, doing. I use a little bit more coffee, but yeah, you don't care about that.
Yeah.
What, Judy, what's going on with you? Who are you having a problem with today?
So I'm kind of having a problem with my husband.
Uh-huh.
So he's a huge Star Wars fan.
Uh-oh. Right?
He has, like, the toys. He collects things, like, you know, I don't, like, it's a little weird to me, like, a grown man has toys, but I know he's not the only one. Like, a lot of people out there do.
No,
it,
there's,
so
we cool. work with a couple of those guys, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But recently, he's been talking about he wants to buy, like, an authentic, I don't even know what this is, really, but it's a stormtrooper costume.
Oh, yeah.
Like a grown man could actually wear. And I don't have a problem with that in theory. Here's
yeah.
the problem. This authentic costume costs $2,000.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Oh, my God.
It's custom made probably, like, too.
Yeah, I guess. Because, yeah, I mean, it has to, like, fit him perfectly.
Yeah, it's got to fit you perfectly.
Yeah, that's what he said. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not the kind of, like, I'm not the wife who wants to say, okay, you can't do this or don't spend your money on this. But, like, all of my clothes combined don't cost $2,000. Like,
right. Yeah, that's
okay.
I'm not really into that. I'm not a big shopper.
I got it. What is your husband's name, Judy?
Yeah, Sean.
All right, let's call Sean and find out what's going on. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing great today. How you guys doing?
We're good. Do you know who this is?
I don't. I just, you sounded so excited. I figured I don't.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay.
Yeah, Mark always sounds really excited.
I do sound really excited. I don't know why. Sean, it's Mark, Kay, and Megan, by the way. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Hey, Sean.
Oh. Okay, how are you guys doing today? I know. Yeah, now I know who you are. How's it going? Why are you calling me?
Well, we have your wife on the phone too, Judy.
Oh.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Jude. What's going on?
Hey, Jude.
Oh, no,
we're all, you know.
Sean, she told us that you want to spend $2,000 on a Star Wars costume.
Stormtrooper costume. Let's be specific, Megan.
Okay, sorry. I'm pretty sure he knows what I mean.
Why are you telling people about my costume? That's supposed to be my thing. I didn't want people to know about it.
Well, I mean, they would probably find out when he was started walking around looking like a stormtrooper.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
it's like my entire life. It's something I've always wanted. And it's, you know, I had the figures, I watched the movies, I watched the shows.
Yeah.
And then I find it online that you can actually buy the costume. And I was just like, I got to have this thing. This thing is amazing.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, see, that's my question. What are you going to do with this costume once you have it?
I'm going to have it. I'm going to, I don't know, put it on every so often and walk around. There's Halloween maybe. I don't really know. I just want to have it.
Yeah. And it's
$2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of money,
but I don't do anything else. I don't go out with my friends. I don't go on big vacations. I don't.
Yeah. But like we could go on and really. Nice
yeah.
All right. Hang on. Hang on one second, you two. Maybe that's the problem. 340-9595. WAPE, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, I was calling about the Star Wars trooper outfit.
Yeah, what's your name?
Anna Marie.
Anna Marie, what'd you want to say? What's your take on this whole thing?
So there's a couple different things about it. First of all, the costume itself is so expensive because it's proprietary by Disney. It's owned by that and it's licensed. Two, if he doesn't know what to do with the costume, there's this great organization called the 501st Legion. It's a group of tons of people, hundreds and thousands of people that own these costumes, and they get together and they actually do reenactments of the movie marches for charity groups. So it's a really great outlet. Here in Jacksonville, you can actually partner with Children's Miracle Network and do it for Wilson's Children's Hospital.
Well, that is awesome. But
so there are some benefits for the suit. In terms of the financial aspect of it, I do understand, like, if it's not in your financial wheelhouse to spend $2,000 on it, that's something you have to talk about. But the suit itself is awesome.
Do you have one?
I actually do.
Yeah, I figured.
It sounds like you know a lot about them.
Do you have more than one?
Well, I cosplay in general, so I don't have more than one expensive suit from Star Wars, but I have multiple suits of different characters.
Got it. I see. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's exciting. You know what? And maybe he could even make some money back. Like, he could hire himself out for kids' parties and things.
I mean,
right?
Possibly, but, you know, it's all for a great cause if you do it for really sick kids.
So. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's the better way to go.
Okay, all right. Maybe it's tax deductible then. So your vote is get the costume.
My vote is get the costume if it's financially feasible for you to do so.
Okay.
And also, can you work it into your finances where your wife can spend $2,000 on something she likes?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
you put on,
there you go.
Oh, now spend $4,000. Perfect.
Well, whatever. It's only fair.
WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
My name's Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, what do you think?
So I'm kind of actually on the fence because I don't think either side is really wrong. I'm a cosplayer myself. So I make my own costumes.
Oh, you make your own?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Can you make one for this guy that's less than $2,000?
I mean, I don't know how to vacuum for him, but I know people that do make Stormtrooper costumes.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay, perfect. So you think that they're both right?
Yeah. I mean, cosplay is a very expensive hobby. I commissioned some Screen Accurate Supergirl boots for like $200, so I know the feeling, but at the same time, it's a very big community now.
Yeah.
And it's a very welcoming community.
Yeah.
And that feeling of like portraying a character that you really love is really special, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it would have to be a welcoming community.
Yeah.
Like, if you show up in a costume, you don't want an unwelcome
that would be so awkward
group of people.
You had to walk away in a big Stormtrooper outfit.
Get out of here, Stormtrooper freak. Hey, thanks so much for... Like, any group where people are dressed up as characters of different shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And hanging out, that's a welcoming group right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Unless you're not dressed up, then...
That's true.
If you just rolled up there in your hoodie, then you're out.
I mean,
you're out with that polo hoodie, man. Sorry.
I'll be honest with you. Pretty much, I roll up anywhere and people... I don't really fit in. 340-9595. What do you think? Dude's a big Star Wars buff. He wants to spend $2,000 on a Stormtrooper costume. And his wife's like, honey, look, I love you. I get that you're into this stuff, but you cray-cray. 340-9595. Amber from St. Augustine, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, Amber. What's your take on this thing?
My take is that my dad is obsessed with Star Wars, and he doesn't do anything absolutely wrong, just like Sean. So if he wanted to buy an imitation Star Wars suit, my mom would let him do it. So
this is not an imitation Star Wars suit, by the way. Apparently,
yeah,
it's authentic.
Like the legit one.
It's authentic. Then my mom would definitely let him buy that.
You think so?
Oh. Yeah.
Maybe he should just get a fake one. Then it'll be cheaper.
I mean, I don't know. You don't want the Bobo brand of Stormtrooper, do you?
I don't know. I don't want any Stormtrooper. So it's not my thing.
WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Paula.
Hey, Paula. What's your opinion?
My opinion is it's kind of weighted. How much did he spend on her engagement ring? If he spent that kind of money on her and she gets to wear that around on her hand and brag about it, then he should have his own bling. Let it be his costume.
So
it would
be like his bling.
Yeah. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, that's a good way to think of it.
Himself and like, if he did, you know, and if he didn't, and if that's maybe her little hang up, look, if you're going to get this for yourself, maybe she needs an upgrade.
Maybe she does. All right.
She needs something in return.
So everyone seems to be saying the same thing, that basically if he buys her something expensive, she'll shut up about it. It's a very shallow way to look at it. But anyway, look, Judy, a lot of people are saying, you know, your husband seems like a good guy and you knew what you were getting into when you got married. And I mean, if he wants the costume, you know, do you want to be the wife that kept him from his dream come true?
No, of course I don't. Like, I definitely don't want to be that person. Like,
right.
I don't want to be that wife. I get it, but it's a lot of money. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I just, for a costume, I mean, I don't want to be a dream crusher, but I don't know what to do with a Stormtrooper costume. I don't even really know what a Stormtrooper is.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I mean, look, I'll just be honest with you. When you're trying to crush a rebellion, really, cost should not be any issue at all.
Oh my God.
Right?
Exactly.
You've got to destroy the rebels at all costs. And
I don't even know what.
She has no idea what you're saying.
Okay,
right
all right. Well,
neither do I.
I've got a whole room full of, you know, all the toys and figures and, like, posters and everything. So this, it's going to sit in there. It's going to be perfect.
It's going to be perfect. Yeah, it sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Hang on one second, you two. If only it came with a big lightsaber. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.